This plays like a Disney movie with this weird underlying classism theme reoccurring throughout the entire film. I'm not really sure how we got here, but Jingle All the Way 2 definitely ruined everything.
That's not fair, though, is it? Does that feel fair to Larry the Cable Guy that you're just doing him like that? Like, that guy doesn't deserve this.
In no way, shape, or form did it feel like the original. And instead of this just being two dads fighting each other over Christmas and, like, Tom Arnold being creepy as shit.
Oh, these cookies!
Put that cookie down now!
You have Larry the Cable Guy just being poor.
First of all, I think that if you don't have sleeves to your shirt, people automatically put you in a class. That's really the only difference between the first and the second movie. They're both about fathers who are trying to overcome a sneaky little guy trying to get in their relationship. They're both just trying to get a toy for their kid.
Hey, everybody! These two are looking for a Turbo Man!
Shut up, man!
It's hard work out here being a father sometimes, especially a co-parent. Give my man Larry the Cable Guy some credit, man. That's not right, dude.
But here's something that needs to be said. Not only is Larry the Cable Guy...
A lot of people might not realize is you don't have a Southern accent.
I'm a linguist chameleon.
Santino Marella.
You know how many people are watching this right now going, he doesn't have the accent?
Yeah, yeah.
They are both imposters, Taylor. These are characters they are playing. Larry the Cable Guy is better than your favorite wrestler because it's all a work. This dude has a normal-ass accent. If I remember correctly, he's Canadian. Santino Marella, how he sounds in the movie is exactly how he sounds in real life. And I was watching this like behind the scenes with Santino Marella, and he tried to work you in the deleted scenes.
When I showed up, I wanted them to think I was really American.
Bro, what are you doing? Like, you guys are full of shit. And Larry the Cable Guy is the worst one. My entire life was built on lies, thanks to this man. I genuinely, for a good chunk of my life, thought Larry the Cable Guy was a cable guy at one point. That Ron White and Jeff Foxworthy just found him one day. But no! This is just some weird
Nebraskan
guy just playing us like a fiddle. Did you see how they promoted it on television?
I did not.
Okay, great. I'm so glad I get to be the one who tells you about this, right? All right. So I'm assuming Santino at this point had been off of TV for a while. And he comes out with a friend.
My good friend, Larry the Cable Guy!
But Larry the Cable Guy isn't in his normal getup. You kind of pigeonholed him earlier with, you know, the sleeveless t-shirt. No. He's shirtless. No shirt at all. He's wearing these, like, camo shorts. And then, if that wasn't enough for you, he's wearing a Rey Mysterio mask.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
A Rey Mysterio mask.
Do you have any names we could give him right now? Because I've got a couple here lined up if you don't.
Let me hear what you got.
God, man, maybe Way Mysterio. W-H-E-Y, Way Mysterio.
I'm proud of you right now. That was a good one.
Thanks, man.
That was a good joke. Congratulations.
You're welcome. I'm really trying my best out here, man.
Like you expect, though, he starts going into his whole shtick, making his stupid one-line jokes.
I beat up old Savage in Florida one night. He was at a buffet down there at the Cracker Barrel. He got in front of me at the biscuits and gravy. I gave him the old Jerry Lawler like that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Jerry Lawler's there, and he's a real big fan of all of this.
What made WWE want to do this? Is it was just because they were in the boat with the first one in Big Show? What was the reasoning that they were like, we should make a second one of this movie? They were sitting in a boardroom and they were like, you know what we haven't done? Jingle All the Way too.
Taylor, I am so glad you asked that question. And I can confidently tell you, I have no idea.
Shut up and take my money.
Maybe I do have an idea. This was a cash grab.
No, okay. Like, if this is a cash grab, but how much money did they actually make on this, Will? That's what I'd really like to know, because there's no way they made over $1 million on this movie. No way. With how much it had to have cost, I'm going to look up how much they actually made on this movie.
Holy shit, dude. It made so much money. Holy shit, dude.
Oh my God. It had a budget of $60 million. It was a super hit at the box office and grossed $129 million.
Bang! Hit monster.
Damn it, Taylor. I was really trying to put out there that this movie was absolute garbage. But now that you give me these numbers, clearly this might have been more successful than the first film.
That hit me like a Goldberg spear. Good Lord, dude. $60 million off of Jingle All the Way 2. I don't care what Larry the Cable Guy wants. We are doing a third one.